The Rolling Stones are just one name in a list of over 700 bands and artists with special releases out for Record Store Day 2014. The annual event, which takes place every April, is now into its 7th year and continues to grow at some speed. The day is participated in from all across the globe and aims to celebrate the culture of independent record shops with some of the biggest names in the business, including David Bowie, Kings of Leon, Bruce Springsteen and even One Direction involved this year. So where better to start than Leeds, with its array of independent stores thriving despite difficult economic times? I headed down to Crash Records, where Scott Gamble emphasised the importance of Record Store Day to his shop.
To us it's major. I mean, it's the biggest day of the year for us. It beats Christmas and everything else. It, it's a massive, massive day for the staff, the customers. So much stuff coming out. It's not just a case of us putting records out and selling them. I mean, it's a month of solid work to get ready for the day. It's going to be constant queue for most of the day.
Also in Leeds, Jumbo Records is another independent retailer taking part in Record Store Day. And manager Adam Gillison explained how he aims to keep things varied with live acts in store.
But one of the things is that the day itself has become quite a vinyl-centred day, and vinyl customers are only like a certain percentage of the customers who come in the shop, and we want it to be much more all-inclusive than that. But the live band thing is one aspect of that. We want it to be a celebration of music retail and the local music scene.
So as expected, queues on the day itself started in the early hours, and I spoke to some of the eager music fans that were keen to get their hands on the new releases.
Seeing the size of the queue this morning, they should put more onus on people buying records every week of the year rather than having it one specific day of the year. I understand the importance of records because I've bought records all my life.
It has been growing every year, and I think the popularity of records is making a bit of a resurgence as well. And looking at Twitter this morning, a lot of the record stores around the country have had big queues.
I live in Harrogate, and I remember a time when we had like three or four independent record stores over there and we haven't got one. I think it's really important. They could probably do it more than once a year.
Quite exciting getting down here and seeing if you're going to get the vinyl that you want or not, and then if not here, then dash down to Crash Records and see if they've got what's left down there. So I'm from a Stumpop originally, and we used to have a record shop there called Record Village. Then our price arrived in HMV, and now it transpires that there's no record shop there at all, so it's good to support your independent record shops.
So the popularity of Record Store Day this year again shows that the appetite for buying music still exists. It certainly caught the minds of music fans in Leeds and those who travelled from outside of the city, with the day itself a triumph for independent retail. Amid all the excitement though, it would be easy to forget that records are on sale all year round.